And 650, 1320 WILS. You know, life can be going great. The next thing you know, you're brought into your boss's office and you're laid off. Well, my next guest is really an expert in how to help you out. He's an executive coach, an HR executive himself, and he's got a brand new book titled New Direction, Successful Strategies for Career, the Workplace, and Personal Growth. James Ward is with us right here on WILS. Thank you, James, for joining us.
Thank you very much, Michael, for having me.
Yeah, and you've been on the HR side. Have you had to do layoffs yourself then?
Oh, boy, have I. too many layoffs, I would say, over my 25-year career.
Yeah, is that the worst part of the job? Or?
Well, it's not fun. Having to sit across the table and tell somebody that they no longer have a job, it's traumatic for the individual. It's difficult for the individual, for the manager, and for the HR professional doing the communicating. All in all, it's an ugly experience.
Yeah. I used to work in IT, and I went through one department layoff where they basically sent us all packing. I remember they said, you'll look back and think this will be the best thing that ever happened to you. And I didn't really feel that way. Now, your book is actually about that, right? About what to do and in the directions in life. What should a person do and feel at that moment when they're out of something they've been doing for, let's say, 10 years?
Well, I mean, the person in the moment feels terrible. And the reality is, though, that you cannot use that as a catastrophic event. It's not fatal. It's not your final activity in the workplace. You need to dust yourself off and pull yourself up from your bootstraps and begin to think about an opportunity this is an opportunity for you to do something new and different.
Now, you say new directions. What kind of mindset are you talking about? How new of a direction are you thinking?
Well, when I talk about new directions, I'm thinking of the current version of the workplace. There's been a real paradigm shift recently in how we look at work, how we define work. The days of when you go to work for one organization and 35 years later you retire with the gold watch, those days are behind us. They don't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. And so the reality is that we all are independent contractors, so to speak, and you have to take responsibility for managing your own career. And this is the new direction, I think, that there's the current thought process around how to manage a career and navigate the complexities of the workplace.
Are you saying you shouldn't feel any kind of overburdened sense of loyalty towards the company when you're there?
Well, the death of the psychological contract between the employee and the employee is real. Since the 70s, the layoffs, the economic cycles that we've gone through, the oil crisis, the financial crisis, I mean, loyalty is not what it was 20 years ago or even 10 years ago. And so for baby boomers, it was different. Today, the workplace and the attitudes of the modern-day worker are significantly different.
I'm talking to James Ward. The brand-new book is New Directions, Successful Strategies for Career, the Workplace, and Personal Growth. And you talk about increasing the value of your brand as you pursue new opportunities. How do you do that exactly?
Well, we all are the sum total of our experience and our skills. That's really the sum total of your brand. And you market that brand to potential employers. It's really like selling a product. It's no different than an IBM salesman outselling an IBM machine. Mm-hmm. You're in charge of that. You're responsible for ensuring that you're out talking to the right people and marketing and communicating the right message.
Yeah. As an HR executive, as someone that knows how it works, how effective is it nowadays when you hit that send button on the job applications? Does that really end up presenting real opportunities for you?
Well, the online job process, unfortunately, is a reality of the modern-day workplace. The yield on that kind of approach is low. I encourage people to do it. Apply online. I mean, that's the applicant tracking systems on these from these large companies. That's how you apply. Mm-hmm. But I encourage people to really think about networking and using your A-list contacts as the primary mode of job hunting today.
Yeah, so you have to have an internal connection, typically, you're saying?
You do. I mean, that's again, part of marketing your brand is ensuring that you're out in the community, you're networking, you're using LinkedIn in the right way, you're participating in professional organizations and professional societies, and keeping your name alive and making sure that you're connecting with the right professional association.
It sounds like a lot of work, especially when you're out of work. It can be demoralizing. How do you suggest someone keep up the energy to do all this?
Well, you have to have a positive mental frame. It's difficult, but I do think people need to take stock of the realities that it's not the stigma it once was to be out of work. Mm-hmm. You think about the layoffs that we've seen over the last 20 years. It's affected a lot of people. So it is demoralizing in many ways, but having a positive mental frame, a can-do attitude, letting go of the past and looking forward to the future, it's really kind of dealing with that transition. Mm-hmm. And ensuring that you're looking at life in a new way and through a different kind of lens.
And it's, look, the biggest issue with getting a job is you have to go through this interview process, which is frightening to a lot of people. What's your advice on how to really get relaxed and get in your best shape for that?
Practice. I encourage people to interview, train, ensure that they've reviewed the questions. Have somebody test them, and in some cases even video that to see how well you respond to questions. But no one is trained to be a cracker interviewer, and someone that is expert in interviewing. Mm-hmm. So you have to practice from college graduates all the way to seasoned executives. It's something that you have to take time to ensure that you're doing the right thing in terms of how you answer your questions.
Yeah. How many interviews do you think you've been involved with yourself?
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
thousands. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well,
no,
I wonder in terms of the quality of an interview, how at what point do you decide if you like an interviewee or not?
Well, I encourage people to look at interviews in this way. It's got a beginning and a middle and an end. And you need to understand that the interviewer is there to ask specific questions about your personal background, your experience, understand a little bit about who you are. And so in the book, I talk a little bit about the kinds of questions that you should be preparing for. The pitfalls that might occur in some of the kinds of questions that are seen today. So, it's knowledge, and knowledge comes power. With knowledge comes power.
Hmm. Any suggestions to how to get yourself relaxed? I mean, other than practicing, and like right when you go in, is there anything someone should keep in mind?
It's positioning yourself mentally in the right way, sitting up in the chair straight. Breathing correctly, ensuring that your eye contact is straight on with the individual that you're talking to. It's just being patient and relaxed.
James G. Ward. The brand new book is New Directions: Successful Strategies for Career, the Workplace, and Personal Growth. Find them at new-directions.org. It's new-directions.org. James G. Ward, right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, James.
Thank you for having me, Michael. It's been nice. Thank you.
Thank you.